speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
Jesus said, "Search the truth, ye shall know it, and it shall make you free. And sanctify them, set them apart by thy truth. Thy word is truth." John 17:17. In 1 Peter 4:11, he said, "Yet if any man speak, let him speak as it were the oracles of God." Our question for this week has been, what does Paul mean in the book of Romans when he says, "We're saved by faith and not by law"? Well, certainly this is a very important question and one that we've devoted our time to through the week. The Paul in the book of Romans, I remind you in Romans 1:5 and Romans 16:26, defined what he meant by the term faith in the Roman letter. He said the obedience of faith. Obedience of faith is simply obedience to the gospel. And that's what he meant each time that he used the term faith throughout that book. We learned what the terms redemption and righteousness meant throughout this week. They're important terms because we need redemption to be delivered from the bondage of sin. We need to return to a state of righteousness, which is that which becomes our possession when we embrace the gospel of God that's offered through the death of Jesus Christ. In other words, we accept and obey the gospel in order that we may be saved. We've learned that the law of Moses could not redeem man. It could not forgive man. And that redemption, which was so needed by all of us, was found in Christ. So, as Paul mentions three laws, the law of the Spirit, the law of sin and death, and the law of Moses, we learn that the law of Moses could not save from sin, could not forgive. The law of sin and death certainly condemns us when we walk in it, but the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes us free from the law of sin and death. But let's look at the blood of Christ and the law of the Spirit. How do these connect? Well, the blood of Christ purges the conscience, according to Hebrews 9, verses 13 and 14. But the law of the Spirit says one must be baptized to have the answer of a good conscience toward God, 1 Peter 3:21. Hence, we see the connection in the blood of Christ and the law of the Spirit when a man obeys in baptism. And second of all, one is sanctified by the blood of Christ. Hebrews 10:29 makes that evident. But Jesus said that one is sanctified by truth, John 17:17. But God's truth is also His law, Psalms 119:142. And so, my friends, again, when we obey the law, we're sanctified by the blood of Christ. Third of all, Jesus shed His blood for the remission of man's sins. Matthew 26:28 so states that. But the law of the Spirit of life says that one must be baptized in order to gain remission or forgiveness of sins, Acts 2:38. Hence we see the blood of Christ connected with the law of the Spirit. Fourth of all, sins are washed away by the blood of Christ, 1 John 1:7 and Revelation 1:5. But then the law of the Spirit says that one must be baptized to wash away sins, Acts 22:16. Fifth of all, one becomes dead to the guilt of sin when he contacts the blood of Christ, which was shed in his death, John 19:34, and also 1 John 1:5-8. Now, my friends, one becomes free from sin when he obeys the form of doctrine, Romans 6:17-18, which involves the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, 1 Corinthians 15. And this form is met when one is buried in the waters of baptism, Romans 6:3-4. We can see by these things the blood of Christ is a must for our salvation, but it only comes when the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that which means obedience of faith, is kept in order to be saved.